I'm not referring to myself in terms of knowledge as the Tim Taylor, only in the idiotic episodes that happen off to the side.
Right.
Being Tim
Where
Taylor.
You end up, yeah, like you get your hand stuck in a meat grinder or something.
Yeah. But
because you were trying to give it more power.
Oh, it's always more power. Oh, oh, oh. The terminology best friend means Brian has spent, and I don't know anything about Brian, but I can promise you this about Brian. Brian spent the better part of 10, 15 years pining after Chrissy.
Oh, yeah.
Who was this that reached out to you, and does it feel genuine?
It does.
Because I love making friends. I have a text communicate.
That is what people would say about you, is that you love making friends. Meeting people, maybe knocking on doors, saying, hey, I'm your neighbor. Kyle, the friendly guy, here to make friends.
You know, it's been my MO for a long time, Steve.
Yeah.
Like beating down doors.
Uh-huh.
Hey, neighbor. Counting those steps. Handing out cookies.
Yeah.
Saying, won't you be my neighbor? And they say, hey, weirdo. I'm already here. You don't need to ask me that, and now you've made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think about it, not often, Steve, but I think about it occasionally, and it's probably some self-rationalization, because I don't blame myself 1 second for not interacting with my neighbors.
Well, I know in the case of your one neighbor, it's just... The interactions have included, like, police officers.
Accurate.
So
very accurate.
And there's somebody there that obviously there's an issue of some kind.
Right. Right. And I would argue, in case anybody, I think I've told this story, but in case anybody's concerned about that interaction, it was me doing the calling of the police before anybody has any questions or follow-up.
Was it about a tree or something?
No, it was about their dog ran to the road, attacked my dogs.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't even get that angry. I simply said, hey, you need to keep your dogs on a leash. Because they had been in our garage before, barking at my wife when she gets out of her car.
Yeah.
And it had been
an aggressive
issue.
Dogs?
Yeah, and I don't know if they'd bite. Like, generally, I'm a dog lover, but I don't know if they would bite.
Yeah, you don't know what the intentions are.
So if they're running at me barking, the last thing I'm going to do is get out of my car and go, oh, hey, puppy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So I said, hey, you need to keep your dogs on a leash. You know, this is me in my walking boot. I remember it exactly. It was after I tore my Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
We were out for a walk, and I was in my boot because I was still doing that activity.
Yeah.
And so I had a dog in my arms because I had sprinted to pick up my dog and, like, hold him off so the dog couldn't jump and bite him. And the guy came charging down the driveway. What the F did you just say? And two-handed shoved me in the chest. And
ooh. Yeah, I don't think you've ever talked about this.
No.
No.
There's probably good reason.
But
told you this story, I think, off air. But it's been years.
Yeah, it was... 3 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
And
I didn't realize that there was a physical interaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he had threatened you or something.
No. I mean, it is owed to my physical prowess that I didn't go down, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
My outstanding athletic agility.
Yeah. I mean, that's what people say about you.
That, like a cheetah?
Kyle. Okay. Hey, what are the two things about Kyle that come to mind as soon as you hear his name? One, loves to make friends.
Yeah.
Two, physical specimen. Just ready to go at any time.
People are looking.
You got a ball or a court or a puck or a stick, no problem. Kyle's there and he's going to win the game for you. He dominates.
I'm always at the ready. So, like, you know,
dominating
if I see
any arena.
Yeah. If I see a basketball game bust out, mm-hmm. I've got tearaway pants on and basketball shorts on underneath.
Sure. Yeah.
If I see a baseball game going on, yeah. I've got cleats in the trunk and a bat.
And you just got the new Air Jordan logo tattoo across your back.
Absolutely.
Your back is actually tattooed like a jersey. So You got your tearaway pants.
Yeah.
And then you can...
I go skins.
You go skins.
I go skins.
But not many people notice because it looks like you have a jersey on.
Yeah.
Because it's a full torso tattoo.
And people know I'm a gamer because I have the Nike swoosh cut into my hair. Did you ever do that? Did you miss that age group where wanted like not a lightning bolt, but like a jagged line?
I definitely wanted a lightning bolt, but I was not cool enough to... I was always very self-conscious about like, oh no, I can never change anything because then it'll draw attention to me. So like if you go from long hair to short hair or something, or you come back after summer vacation and you got like... a mohawk or something. No, I would never do it. I always wanted to.
You didn't want to be that guy who everybody's like, is that Steve?
Yeah, look at him.
But maybe it's not positive. Maybe it's like, is that?
The only time that I did that, Steve? And I've talked about this on the podcast when we talked about Mr. Minitti, my teacher back in high school. And I had
Hey, Yo Guy, or what was it?
Yo Guy.
Yo Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend had broken up with me. So I was like, it's time to change my ways.
Change the Steve look.
And I got my braces taken off, and like I started wearing different clothes.
The orthodontist was like, "Steve, it's 2 years too early." He said, "I don't care. My heart's broken, Doc. Get these things off of here."
I shaved my head, and I remember coming back, and Minitti pointed it out, and I was like, "Oh no, don't, please, no."
So when you think about it, you kind of made the change of, you know, that kid in American History X.
Mm.
Got the buzzed head, changed your opinion.
You know,
Steve, did your change include black boots that were maybe up to your calf?
See, there's a lot of things that I do not want to be compared to.
Exactly. That's the only reason I thought of it.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Because it would have been, that movie was probably a couple of years before that. That movie, I think, was 92?
Well,
93?
This would have been 97.
Right. Probably. So it would have, I doubt you may have seen it by that point. So I doubt it was in your brain, like, I'm going to start dressing like a Nazi.
Nope.
But I wonder if
I can guarantee that. That
but I
was
wonder
never
if anybody
in, my mind.
In your school looked at that and go, Steve go History X on us?
No, because it was at the time, the style was still really baggy stuff.
Sure.
So it was like
the FUBU jeans, Tommy Hilfiger that was if you wore a medium, it was an XL because you had to have it hang everywhere.
I remember this was specifically, it was like some BMX themed t-shirt.
Sure. It was probably Dave Mira.
Right. And it was like, we always referred to them as swooshies, like the running pants, like the Adidas running pants that had the three stripes down the side.
Okay, yeah.
Not the ones that are more popular today where it's like that track suit material, like the I don't know, like rayon or whatever. This was like when they were
rustled, it would have...
Yeah. We always refer to them as swooshies.
Yeah.
So I remember wearing them, like my new pair of Airwalks.
For anybody who can't understand, like it's almost like it was the snow pant material.
Yeah, exactly.
But just not filled
with
the padding.
It just wasn't as thick. Yeah, I wonder.
So you came in thinking, new Steve is here. Chicks line up around the chicken nuggets at the cafeteria. I'll be taking applications.
That's right. That's right. I got no braces on anymore. Uh huh.
See that buzzed head? Want to run your hand along that stubble? But to put a bow on it, he two-hand shoved me in the chest and started screaming at me, and then was started screaming at me to put down the damn dog because he was going to wanted to hit me.
Yeah, because that's how adults settle things.
Yeah.
Adults in the suburbs, you square up like you're the Fighting Irish.
This man was in his 50s as well, but it should be noted. I said, I'm not going to do that. His wife came out, was screaming at him. It was a scene right out of Cops at this point.
Now, are other neighbors coming outside to see what's going on?
Almost. Right. So I didn't even realize because we were on a walk. Katie's like, hey, you have your phone. Call the police. I was like, I guess I have to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they showed up like 40 minutes later.
Right.
And came and talked to us, went and talked to him, came back to us to say that he told the cops that we said we were going to gut his dog and leave it on the doorstep and all of this story. And she's telling me this and
that's
I'm laughing.
You would never say that, but Katie.
Yeah, right. I mean, you never
she's
know.
She's got a mean streak.
Got a mean streak, especially about dogs, I guess.
Yeah, you know, she hates dogs.
Hates dogs. That's why we
hates them.
That's why we have two.
She eats them. That's what I heard. Katie eats dogs.
Yeah. Eats everything and then leaves the rest on the doorstep.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I mean, I'm kind of on his side.
I think he was right to push me.
You should go over and apologize.
So, I, long story short, I asked the police officer about some type of order to keep him and his animals off of my property. And I don't even own a gun, so it's not like I'm going to shoot their dog if they come on my property. Mm-hmm. But I essentially wanted to say, if he came over, their dogs are in my yard, I could take a picture and send it to someone and say, hey, what this keeps happening type
right,
of thing.
Right.
So like, oh, well, yeah, you have to go through this. So I end up, I don't know if anybody listening has ever looked into getting a personal protective order.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely beyond burdensome for a regular citizen, you or I, to go get one of these, Steve.
Yeah.
Beyond ability of somebody who works a normal job or has a normal life to do this and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking paperwork upon paperwork upon paperwork with, in some cases, triplicate copies of stuff that have to be filled out in this order and this color goes there. It was, there's no way I would have, it would have worked.
And then there's no guarantee that it even gets granted.
Right. And then you have to serve them, by the way.
Oh, so you would have to take it over there by
yourself?
I would
have to walk next door to the person who, you know, pushed me in the middle of the road and who I am seeking an order on, knock on the door and say, hey, here you go. And then what? Sprint away like a kid playing Ding Dong Ditch It?
Yeah. No, I think you end it with, how do you like them apples?
Yeah, yeah. No, I start the whole conversation before I even hand a paperwork is, do you like apples? Right out of Goodwill Hunting.
Right.
And then he says, yes.
Okay, so, well, to make it truly authentic, you, instead of knocking on the door, you bang on the window when they're
the
sitting in there eating dinner.
Which, I feel like, just to paint the complete image, I would have to step over their Christmas lights. Okay? And I say that, fill in the time of year you choose.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They're never down.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I mean, that's just smart. It saves time.
So I would then knock on the window, have someone come to the window to address me, and I would say, do you like apples? And then somebody would probably inevitably, because it doesn't, first of all, the one of the flaws of that movie, Steve, there's no way that guy would have heard. He was in a loud bar, and he was yelling from the street through, you know, double paned glass type of thing. But whatever, you know, suspension of belief.
You do not question Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Someone would come to the window and say, what? And I'd say, do you like apples? And they would say, yes. And then I would smack the manila envelope because you've been served. How do you like them apples?
But then you'd have to open it up
and then show
flip
them
through
and say, like, do you acknowledge this?
This was filled out in triplicate and put before a judge.
Can you just come out here with a pen? There's certain
Wait,
ones-
do they have to sign it?
They don't know.
They wouldn't have had to sign it and give it back to you.
I didn't make it that far. I can only assume.
Oh, that would have been great.
So if you ever question and look at why, you know, in some cases you read in the news why, hey, why didn't this person who was assaulted by their spouse get a restraining order?
They make it tough.
They make it tough.
They
it's
make
burdensome
it
upon the person.
So in the 3+ years since this interaction.
Yeah.
Have you had any interaction with them whatsoever?
No, a collateral interaction is the way to describe it. We have one of Katie's coworker lives a few streets over, and they have large huskies, so they take walks or jogs or bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
They came by the house when they were walking by when we happened to be out in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped. They were chatting. You're not going to believe this, Steve. Guess what happened? The neighbor's dog sprinted all over, barking to the huskies while we were out the end of the road, and I'm already dreading what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough,
By the way, Katie is probably running in the house to
getting
get her,
a knife
to get her dog gutting knife.
Yep. It's still got remnants from the last one, you know. And so it should be said that between the case I told you about and now, the man was missing. Not like missing persons for months, like a half a year, months. Come to find out he was in prison for, I don't know what, I don't care.
Probably justified.
But I didn't know that. We have large trees that block me being able to see their yard for the most part. But the neighbors across the street told my wife, because, you know, I'm not interested in that conversation.
No.
that there was a police car. He went away in handcuffs at some point, was gone for about a half a year before, hey, magic, he's back.
Good, good, good.
So I don't know if that changed something or he realized, uh-oh, because he came running over. And again, I couldn't be less interested in having him on my property or looking at him ever again. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. And grabbed his dog and started walking
really?
Away. Yeah. Well, I mean, at that point, what else are you going to do? You have to be apologetic in that situation.
Yeah, it's just surprising that, I mean, that could have easily been the reaction the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And if it was, you probably would have said, no big deal.
Yeah, well, I would have expected a, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, when I say you need to keep your dog
look,
on a leash when they're out front.
Things happen.
Sure.
Look, dogs sneak out of a door from time to time, or, you know, you turn your back for a minute and they get out the gate. It happens.
Yep.
But it's all in how you...
It's all how you handle it and respond.
And how you handle it, yeah, and fix it.
Yeah, not great. Not great. So, yeah, that was... But anyway, yeah, I love making friends with neighbors.
Yeah.
But
big neighbor guy.
To briefly mention my other neighbor, who we've talked about, is our age group.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably have more in common with this guy who was in prison for a while and wanted to fight me than the younger couple next to me.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned it in overtones, but they're a shared Facebook account couple.
Oh, okay.
They're out the door by 8:30 every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting home Sunday until about 1:00.
Oh, okay.
So there's not a ton. He's got a ton of like DIY equipment in his garage. So like they're parked in there's always a car in the driveway because he's always building something or doing something. There's not a lot there for me that
not
I'm,
much crossover.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like an alcoholic, but I would be willing to bet like this is a guy who's never had a drink in his life.
So he's
outside of the blood of Christ type of situation.
So he's like they're pulling back in the driveway around lunchtime on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you're no doubt passed out in the front lawn, no shirt on, surrounded by Budweiser cans.
I've got a Miller Lite open with my Lamar Jackson Baltimore Ravens jersey on by that time. Okay, that's a Sunday afternoon for me now.
Is he a sports guy at least?
Nope.
No, okay. So you can't...
And you know what else has aggravated me about them?
What?
Maybe it's me being finicky, and we'll put this on the poll on Twitter at Steve and Kyle. I think if you're taking your young children out to trick-or-treat...
Mm-hmm.
And then you go home to your dark house and don't hand out candy.
Ooh, yeah, that's a bit of a foul.
That's unacceptable, right? And yeah, they're not leaving the bowl.
No, okay.
No bowl.
Because I can understand leaving the bowl out because if you're out with the kid trick or treating, you want anyone who comes by your house, you still want them to be able to grab a candy. Boy, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You doing trick or treating this year?
Yeah, we'll take Reed out for, for him, he's young. Like, it doesn't, and to be fair, the neighbors, they're not taking their kids out and, like, coming home with a pillowcase full of candy, right? I mean, they're younger. I think one's probably 3 or 4. The other one's maybe 1, 1.5. I don't know. Why would I keep up on that?
Yeah.
They're not, like, raiding the neighborhood, right? They're not, you know, like, we're heading to the rich suburbs tonight to take those losers for everything they've got.
That's what we used to do.
But when we were kids, absolutely, we're teenagers. Right. But you probably had your parents at home handing out candy.
Giving out candy.
Yeah, which is what you're supposed to do. But, yeah, we'll take Reed to a few places, and we'll probably, you know, bring him to my mom's and my mother-in-law's and have him, you know, in his Halloween costume.
Sure.
And, grab a few candies.
Don't bring them here. We'll be in the basement.
I am not coming this far. I might come to this neighborhood, though. Not a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, I think I bet that this is a good candy neighborhood.
Yeah, I mentioned to you the other day, there's a house nearby that has just... The electric bill's not going to be pleasant because they've got 15 inflatables. Yeah. I love it.
Halloween barfed all over their front lawn.
I love it.
It's just...
Because a lot of people, like me, I do Halloween... bigger in years past, but I still decorate. I put a lot of stuff up. This house, like, they've just found stuff they enjoy over the years. There's a blow up minion. There's a blow up Darth Vader. There's a 15
foot
dragon.
I don't like the lack of continuity. It really disturbs me. They're all different sizes. Like, you have to at least get the same scale. Like, you can't have a 3 foot tall minion, but a 12 foot tall, like, Superman. It doesn't make sense.
Right, right. They're not going with a theme. They're just like, hey, let's put out our decorations.
Yeah, that's like when you drive by those houses at Christmas and they have, like, the manger scene, but then there's Homer Simpson eating the donut right next
right,
to it.
Right, right. I think yeah, you have to
and,
choose.
Like, the Tasmanian devil.
Christmas is weirder for that because. I think you have to pick a side there. Right? Yeah. You have to be like, hey, we're doing the religious version of Christmas in terms of decorations.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't want to see Santa with a cigar out of his mouth holding baby Jesus in his sleigh.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like your terminology of pick a side.
Yeah. That is... By the way, Philip, that'd be a fantastic shirt idea for the Steve and Kyle podcast. Christmas or solstice season would be, again, Santa with a cigar in his sleigh, holding baby Jesus in his left arm.
Maybe a beer in the right.
He's got his robe on, but he's wearing shorts, right?
It's open. You can see he's got boxers on. Yeah. Maybe a
chest hair.
Like a wife beater with a stain on it.
Yep, yep. This is redneck Santa, but you want to mix your beliefs. No offense to rednecks. No, of course not.
That's love our, normal, love our southern contingency.
Normal apparel.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. But we had an interaction the other week, Steve, and I try not to dwell on it too much. We're out in our yard at night, like with a fire or with a few people over, maybe twice a year, maybe three. It wasn't many this year. We had a couple friends over again about a month ago, and I'll say we had a speaker going nearby on the ground. It was a speaker playing music that was, if I were talking at this volume, you couldn't hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was 10:30, 11 o'clock on a Saturday. Slider door opens, neighbors. Hey, could you keep the volume down?
We got church in the morning.
Honest to God. Hey, could you keep the volume down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's that. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't want to interact with anybody.
Yeah.
So there I am, Vindictive Kyle, nearly going out of my house the following Saturday morning when he's dethatching his yard at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a loud piece
that's
of
too,
machinery
yeah,
going along.
Even I wouldn't
house.
Do that.
Yeah.
Even I wouldn't
and
do
so,
that.
And like, so part of me wants to be this vindictive type of, hey, could you keep it down? My son's sleeping right there. Like, mm-hmm. he sleeps in the room that borders our two properties. But I chose the preferred route for me, which is don't interact with them at all.
Right.
So, again,
interaction.
I go back and claim, again, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
It's not me initiating negative interactions with any of these neighbors. It's not me being a jerk to these neighbors. I just don't want to talk to them. Every encounter I've had has been negatively, like, forced against me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just leave me alone. That's all I want. I'm not bothering you. I'm staying on my property. I'm not making a lot of noise. Like, really, we're out here twice a year. We have the house right behind us, Steve, that we've joked is a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
It's literally all concrete with the built. They have, I call them pool paloozas. Because they have 15 to 20 people over 2-3 times a week in the summer, and they're up all night in the pool. I don't care. It's your house. You're not bothering me. Leave me alone. I leave you alone. We all live in harmony, Steve.
I wish we had gotten that house over in your neighborhood. Because we looked at two houses within two blocks of you guys. I would have loved to have been over in that neighborhood. Like and they both had great pool, or one of them had a great pool.
Yeah,
that one like right around the corner from you, and then the one about 2 or 3 blocks away, which had really nice pole barn, which I was really.
Was that the
for.
One that we rode our bikes to? The one that had the pole barn? Okay, man, yeah,
yeah. We missed it. I think that was the first house we put in
an offer
on, and we were 5,000 over, and then somebody was like 20,000 over.
Yeah,
ugh. So we were like,
that would have been.
But in hindsight, that house. It had a couple things that we liked, but it had more that we would have
had to do or had to worry about.
Yeah, the bedrooms were really small, and you could tell it was just an older house that they tried to make bigger, and it didn't really work.
Man,
so
that would have been a game changer, though.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, Steve, we've. Oh boy, it happened, huh? We filibustered long enough.
Uh huh.
I've got some questions. Well, first of all, we have to talk about a few upgrades made here in the APS. First of all, I'm sitting over here wafting. And Steve, I'm wafting not quite the scent we want, but we got a candle warmer in APS 3.0.
We do. And that listened, shockingly,
I don't know why, listened
to the podcast a couple weeks ago when we opened up the wax melts. Who sent them to us?
I believe that was Jay Santos. I believe he's the one who messaged us on Instagram saying that I believe the overall tone of the message was, hey, sorry, I get drunk and send gifts. So he apologized for like bothering us.
Why would you apologize?
Jay never apologized.
No, this was a welcome gift. We were very happy to receive this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Hey, guys, my apologies if I have been a bit excessive. I don't want any recognition. I get drunk and do weird things like send stupid gifts to the best podcast ever. Steve, you're the trash-selling king. Kyle, bring back sports tape. I'm empty without it. Hope these gifts help the motivation towards completion of the new studio.
Well, don't know about that. I haven't really been in there in a couple of weeks. So, we have these scented wax melts, and we had talked about how we have to get whatever the device is that you put these in.
Yeah, a melter, yeah.
Yeah, and Annette came home from work. She's like, hey, I was listening to the podcast, to which I was shocked. I said, why? Why would you do that? And then she said, we have one of those, and it's sitting in plain view in our living room.
So you just, I mean, it's not something people use a lot.
No,
either.
And by looking at it, I always thought that it was just like a little decorative, like, vase or pot thing, or I don't know, little lamp.
Yeah.
So we have that. Now, there was some, probably vanilla flavored or scented wax in there.
Yeah, again, let me get a good waft up here. Maybe I can send some your way.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. A vanilla. It's like a vanilla, I think. So, yeah, because
I didn't even realize that that's what that was in the bottom, and I was ready to just drop one in, and you're like, no, that's hardened wax.
Yeah, so we had to heat it up so we can get this out. But now that I'm sitting here, Steve, I'm realizing we don't really have a plan to get the now heated up older wax out so we can put the York wax that our friend Jay Santos sent us in.
How deep, like, can you lift that thing out, or is that really hot?
Oh, it's oh boy. Why did I do that? Why would I do that?
Dip your finger in the wax, like you used to do with, like, candle wax when you were a kid, and you'd let it, like, drip on your hand.
What was I, born in the 1700s, and I was sending a letter?
Why would I dip my finger in? Okay. All right, just do it with the finger that you use the least. You're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
Left pinky.
Okay, so you're thinking it's okay to lose the tip of the left pinky.
Well, you're not going to use right pointer finger because you probably use that one more than your left pinky.
Well, yeah, but like, I still don't want to lose the tip of a finger.
It's going to be fine.
Are you thinking it's not hot?
It's candle wax.
No, it's really hot.
It's fine. Just dip your finger in it. It's going to dry. It'll dry instantly, and then you peel it off.
No, why would I? I am not agreeing. This is like, when did this happen recently? Oh, I was going to eat something ridiculous here in the studio, and then I realized, why would I do that? We're not on
Come
Fear
on,
Factor.
Do it. Now, next on Fear Factor.
Kyle drinks hot wax. No, even the sides of it are
Come on,
hot.
Just touch
I'm
it.
I'm not touching the do hot it. Wax. No, we need gloves. Oh, hang on, Steve. Oh, by the way.
It's a monumental day because well, it could be with a little bit of work.
Box number one of the York peppermint patties
gone.
Empty.
Just 2.5 years. Yeah, we got those.
Yeah, a long time.
No, almost 3 years ago. We got those Christmas of 2017 because we had. That was just after my wedding where we were talking about the Pearson's patties.
Steve,
cheers.
York, cheers to you.
Mm.
Mm. Very hard.
A little firm. Oh, yeah.
So these are old.
Still soft on the inside, though.
Yours is?
Well, relatively. Why don't you drop one of these in the wax? Warm it up a bit.
Do you think it'll work?
Dig it out and eat it. It's like a little fondue pot.
I would do it. If we had the York wax in there, I'd dip a York in York
Drop
wax.
Drop the whole thing in there, still in the wrapper. Mm-hmm. That way it cooks inside the wrapper.
Ooh, and then you just pull the wrapper out, which you obviously won't melt because it's like high quality plastic.
Yeah, do it.
Are we going to start a fire?
Yeah, maybe don't do that. We're on the lowest level of the house. The fire's only got up to go.
But anyway, Steve.
That's a big day.
One down. Only 175 outdated Yorks to go.
When did we say we were going to finish these by? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Memorial Day?
I mean, we're a... Oh, God, yeah. These are Best Buy August of 2019.
Hmm.
So we are 14 months late, officially.
Just missed it.
Pretty sure one was so hard it just cut my gum.
Hold on, pose for a picture with that. This is a big day. We got
a big day.
Post this on the socials.
Yeah.
All right, smile. Perfect.
That's so nice. We are not in the market for more Yorks.
No, not for at least almost 3 years.
Yeah. So we'll
you
see
come you come knocking Christmas 2023.
We'll see you around episode 400, and then we'll start putting the call out.
Yeah,
for some Yorks.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So have you noticed any differences here in the studio?
Yeah, Steve. That's kind of what I wanted to get to. I
noticed any difference in the smell. Other than that.
Oh no, no. Oh. I mean, right now my sensories are overloaded with vanilla.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we had Annette borrowed a carpet shampooer.
Oh, okay.
From her mom. So we had this like whole room cleared out, shampooed everything. Oh, it smells so much nicer.
A little fresh down here?
A little fresher.
I mean, what I wanted to mention to you that I've noticed is we walked down here, and I think you and I nearly both tripped over 15,000 Evelyn toys.
This has become the toy room.
This is now, like, are we just waiting for the minute when Annette busts the door open and says, hey, she needs her toys.
Mm.
And the next thing you know, you and I have to cut an episode short.
Or we have to record it just like sitting in the master bedroom closet or something.
Because, yeah, they're expanding. Now you took a few seconds. You kind of relocated them towards closer to Cricket Corner.
I did the grown-up equivalent of what you did when you were a kid. And like,
shove it in the closet.
Did you and your brother share a room ever?
No.
Oh, see, me and my brother shared a room for a while. And so, of course, there was an imaginary line right down the middle of the room. So I was always relatively tidy. My brother never was. So I'd like once a day, I would push everything right to the imaginary line to get all of his crap out of my half of the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would just then have a mountain at the imaginary border.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, hey, my room's clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. My
room's
clean. Everything's good on my side. I've done my job. I mean, it's, you know. Did you ever put tape on the floor?
Yeah.
Like, don't come over here, man.
I definitely put tape down.
I'll hit you.
You're in my room now.
Yeah.
This is my dojo.
Stay out of my half. Mom!
Yeah. So we, I think some changes are coming to APS 3.0.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do we need some breaking news sounder for this?
Oh, I'd have to turn the iPad on.
Oh,
it hasn't been on in weeks.
We're so terrible at this.
Wait, you want a filibuster for a minute?
Boy, yeah. I mean, nothing more I'd love with that segue than to kill time. What do you got, about 90 seconds need me to kill here?
Just sit here.
So there's updates coming to APS 3.0. Let me ask you this then, Steve. Is the update coming to APS 3.0 at all related to APS 4.0?
I don't talk while you filibuster.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because in my mind...
Treat it like I'm not here.
Okay. Ah. My dream come true. Because in my hopes and dreams right now, this is the big reveal that, you know...
That this is going to expedite things?
That 4.0, it's like I'm going to go in there, there's already carpet on the ground and like a cement table or whatever, a concrete table.
You may be disappointed.
Is it still framed out in APS 4.0, or did you, much like the corrugated metal you went and picked up, got sick of the framed out walls and you went and took the lumber down?
Yeah, we were short on cash, so I returned it all. I glued the 2x4s back together.
Hey, you idiots gave me all this lumber in the wrong size, so it's all cut different lengths, and there's nails sticking out of it, so you need to now take it back because I don't want it.
live from APS 3.0. An update coming for APS 3.0 as we will be shifting to the other side of the room.
Oh. How is that going to work?
Well,
are we just going to be sitting in front of the door?
Kind of. It's been determined that this would be a better side of the room for Cricket Corner.
Why? What is the difference?
I don't know.
She's got a window over there. You know, yeah. She's got natural light flowing in.
But that means we'll have a window.
Yeah, it's just going to look terrible.
Why?
Well, no, like, so what's the length on this?
6 feet?
5 feet?
Yeah. It's going to be the same. It'll just come off the wall. One of us sits on one side, one sits on the other.
It's going to be, yeah, so, I mean, Jumbotron staying then here?
Yeah. Yeah, Jumbotron will be a bit of a...
Yeah, so like you just said, it's going to be the same thing. Like, it's going to work just as...
And I'll make sure that you have the inconvenience view of the Jumbotron.
I don't even look at the thing anymore. But the thing from there, you won't even be... You're going to have it like your mom and dad's phones when they text, which is like one letter fills up the screen, just so you can see the Jumbotron from 15 feet away.
It will be a little bit difficult.
You know what we could do is maybe upgrade the Jumbotron to the Dan Shike level where he has that 75-inch monitor.
Yeah.
In his audio lab.
Man, Shike's got it all.
Doesn't he?
Good looks.
Got the head of hair.
Jumbotron.
Job that, you know, people are paying him for when he really all he's doing is pushing
he's
two buttons.
He's not doing a thing. He's putting a compressor on something. And you're like, yeah, here you go.
Fake job. So we're getting booted.
Fake job.
So we're getting booted from this corner where we've hung decorations now.
Yep. Four thumbtacks.
I mean, the only good thing is we still got a shelf over there.
Yeah,
so
we'll
we can just
transfer
candy
our garbage.
Corner, which is down to nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
What does this do for APS 4.0? Anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, good. 2022.
I'm willing to work on it. You want to come over and help?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the next step? Like, is it drywalling? Is it
insulation? Yeah. Well, we're still waiting for our quote back from...
Soundproof Cow?
Soundproof
the Sound Cow or whatever it is.
Insulationcow.net or whatever the website was.
So insulation is the next... Is the next step for us.
See, the funny thing is I bought the... somehow this does relate to the Comanche. I bought the Comanche because I thought, man, it would be really great to have, like, a little truck that I can run to the hardware store in and be able to pick up like 8x4 sheets of plywood or something like that. And then I bought it and the first thing I did was cut the whole floor out of it. So it's probably not the best vehicle to use for that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, just like the Flintstones made it work.
Yeah. I have new floor pans for it, so I could just set them in there.
You just have to put it in.
Yeah. I have to like fully weld them. Side note, don't know how to weld.
Hey, be a good learning video for you, right?
So, yeah, we have to figure out insulation and then figure out what the walls are going to be because that's still just stumping me.
Well, we've got the idea down, right? Like, we talked about the design choice that you wanted.
Yeah.
Is that now a no-go?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
I can't decide.
You ever think about just drywall, you know, and some paint?
No.
No.
I don't want to mess with drywall.
Okay. No, that's fair. That makes it... A room that size, though, we could probably pay for that.
I could knock out, right? I could knock out the... Like, I would hang all the drywall.
We could hang... And then we could hire out the crappy part.
The mudding and taping. Yeah, I have a drywall guy.
You've got a drywall guy?
I do have a drywall guy. His name's Gerard. He's great.
Oh, you've told me about Gerard. Yeah, you said he was over in a pinch.
Gerard is he's a fantastic guy. Him and his son, they come over. They knock stuff out super fast, very reasonably priced. They're fantastic people. They've done work at my old house. Annette's house, they really saved the day when we hired a Craigslist drug lord to try and do the drywall. That didn't work out so well. Gerard came in and fixed it.
So you're not a drywall guy yourself?
No.
Is that one thing now going forward, you'll be, hey, going forward, I'm paying for drywall work?
Yeah,
Like, again, you'll hang it.
I'll hang it.
Because cutting and hanging is relatively simple, right? Just measure it correctly.
I mean, there's definitely a technique to it that, like, professionals, obviously, they do it every day, so they know all the shortcuts and all the easy things and quick ways to do it. I don't know all of those.
Is that something you'd be like, I'm surprised you haven't, in your years of doing projects and stuff, I'm stunned you haven't, like, taken hours of your life and watched YouTube videos on how to properly drywall.
I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn how to do it. Well, screw it. We're doing drywall. We're just going to do drywall.
We don't want drywall.
Well, we'll do drywall, and that'll be our base, and then we can do whatever we want over top of it.
We'll do drywall, and then you'll look at it a week later and say, well, I got to return that now.
Rip it all down.
And again, bring it back to the place you bought it, and ask for your money back for this weirdly cut drywall that they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, you're accusing them.
Yeah, it's all them. All their
speaking
fault.
Of doing it yourself, Steve, it's been a few days filled with mini projects at the house for me.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I got a frantic text from you yesterday asking if I had a particular tool you could borrow.
Yeah, and thank goodness you did, because you were the only one of the people I asked who said yes.
Yeah. Did it work?
Yeah.
Does it look okay?
Oh, I don't care. It's the top of a door. Like, you can't even see it.
Okay. Right?
You know what I mean? So, we're Reed turns two, Steve, in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks from today. And Katie decided we're going to have a few people, small gathering at the house, which I don't like. Just only people.
This we know.
But
this is not news.
I had told her, I said, hey, if we're having people over to the house, all of these little things have to be fixed. They have to be remedied. We've had, I have a threshold, Steve, that from the garage door to the outside deck has to be replaced. I've had the actual threshold in the garage, I'd say 2 years.
Just got to put it in.
I don't know how.
To pry the old one out.
I don't know how.
Put the new one in.
We're playing it by ear today. When I get home, I'm going to be getting the jigsaw out because I have to make some cuts for it to fit around the door frame.
Sure.
Can you get it by ear?
Get the old one out in one piece. Then you trace it.
No, I already penned some random cuts. I'm going to make it work.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm doing with this. Not a single clue what I'm doing. But that's got
to
be done.
That's the best way to start.
We got a bunch of windows replaced this past spring. And they replaced all of the trim, or they put up the trim back up, but it doesn't always, you know, it doesn't fit right back together and look great. Sure. So there's still some gaps. So we got to repaint all the trim. We have sticky doors in the house, a real issue. Like, our bedroom door wouldn't latch. Reed's bedroom door was like, you almost had to, like, it made that clunk sound when you try to open it because it would just be stuck at the top.
Catches a little bit.
Bathroom door would never close and latch.
Okay.
So that was all you could. So I was like, that's got to be fixed too. So yesterday, that all started. We were painting. We were working on doors. I had Donnie Doors open on YouTube. You ever have a door?
What is Donnie Doors?
You got a door question, Steve?
I do have a door question.
Pull up Donnie Doors, DonnyDoors, on YouTube, because this man, Don Spencer.
Donnie Doors.
He's in his 60s, and this man is...
That's like a bad mafia name.
This guy, once you see him, he's closer to the guy you'd buy produce from in the neighborhood than a former mafioso.
All right, Donnie Door. I may have to look that up, actually, because we want to replace our back door. The door going out to the deck is just, it's in bad shape. But it sticks. Maybe I can Donnie Doors.
Donnie Doors got your answers.
So he'll tell you, okay, if it sticks up here, this is what the issue is?
Well, I think he's trying to hawk a book. So he's only...
Door book?
Yeah, Door Tricks. He mentioned his website, DoorTrix. .com.
So he's kind of hip because he's using the X instead of the CKS.
He's already in his 60s and he's already got like somewhat produced YouTube videos he like stages walking into his house and he's like, wait a second, my door just sprung open. Donnie Doors is popular.
Donnie Doors, it sure looks like the website is
Straight out of 1997,
super
right?
New.
Yeah, yeah.
that's an abundance of text just hitting you right in the face. But look at that; it's got a little.
He's
animated,
updating it though.
It's got an animated door with like magic bouncing in.
He's clearly updating it because the last line is best of all. In light of the slow economy, the price to purchase door tricks to get them fixed—that's the title of his book.
Door tricks to get them fixed
has been reduced to a mere $8.95.
Are you going
to
buy door tricks?
No. No. What am I? No. God, no.
It's a killer website, though.
So we were doing this yesterday. So, yeah, I had to reach out to you and ask if you had a planer of some sort.
Yes.
Preferably a hand planer. And you did. Because I was
shockingly
looking at maybe
did.
Just getting one and... I would say the cost is somewhat, not prohibitive, but it is such a ridiculous cost if you're not using this thing often, right? So an electric one is going to be like $70 to $135.
Well, you don't want to buy something. Yeah, like I hate having to buy tools that I know I'm never going to use again or that I know for a fact that somebody else has.
Yeah, and I'm not shaving down doors. Okay.
It's not your favorite pastime.
So we watched Donny Doors. The bathroom door now closes. The bedroom door closes. Reed's bedroom door, not so much.
Donny Doors is 2 for $3.
But we've got it so it's not sticky on the top, Steve. But now when I close it, the latch will not.
It
will not go in
right?
The strike plate.
Okay. So is it too high, too low?
I think the strike plate is too far away from the actual latch.
Yeah, and the problem is with those, you take those two screws out. You can't just like adjust
it. No, you can't slide. You have to chisel some wood away. So that might be on the docket. It's not essential, but it's on the list.
Sounds like you got a full day.
Another project. Well, one, ceiling fan. Total nightmare. Hoping to have our friend of the show, Chris Seinel and Ryan Young, maybe come by and take a look. I've got a ceiling fan that's out of order.
Yeah. Have you talked to Cy yet?
I messaged him yesterday. I don't want to bug. Because I said, hey, would you be willing to... Can I hire you is the way I framed it. Because I don't want anybody to think I'm asking you to do something for free. I'll pay you whatever you need for this. I just prefer if it's somebody I know to do it, you know, so it's not me contacting a bunch of strangers.
Wait, let's see. I don't know if he listens to the podcast much. I don't know if Cy does. But I think that friend of the show...
Oh, Chris Stokes.
Chris.
He was on the list. I felt weird reaching
Chris,
out to him out of
the
blue.
Doing? What do you got going on? You got nothing to do. Go over and help your friend Kyle. Jesus.
Stop wasting time.
Yeah. Kyle's got a fan issue.
So this thing, it's got to be fixed because it's not on the fan end. The fan is less than 2 years old. It's an electrical issue. I'm almost positive. And I would rather go stick my head in the oven than deal with anything electrical.
Boy. That's
because I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's intimidating.
I have no idea what I'm looking at. I usually pull off a switch and I just see, like for this one too, it's like a switch that has like four clicks. So it's not like a dimmer switch, but it's got like four settings.
Yeah.
And so there's like three wires running to four plate. Nightmare. Don't even know what I'm looking at. So my brother tried to come over and we tried to install a normal switch on it. Made it worse.
Sounds like Robert.
So I had my uncle come over, who was kind of a handyman carpenter. He had a, what do you call the two prongs where you can check.
Oh, the voltage wire, tester.
Voltage tester. Yeah. And now there is no power to either the switch or the fan.
So I made it worse.
So it is officially worse.
Okay.
So I am in a bad situation with the ceiling fan.
Okay.
This whole week was made worse. I've had this list, this sticky note list that is stuff I want to do. The sticky doors, the ceiling fan, the paint the trim, and the door threshold are the main ones for me. I've had it on the counter, knowing we need to get to it. I had to add one to the list, Steve.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you remember a few years ago, I mentioned we talked about my bathroom remodel situation.
Yeah, I think you referred to it as like the worst thing that anyone in this world has ever gone through. Something
close
along
to
those
that.
Lines.
Close to that. Stand by it. Hire it out, which I did hire it out. I just helped. It was my uncle who was the handyman carpenter guy. I hired him to do it, but I was helping. I was helping him do it. So like, I did all the grout on the tile. I did, you know, I was sitting there cutting up the tub to get it out of the bathroom, all that type of fun stuff. But yeah, don't do it on your own. It's a terrible, terrible adventure. Just cut a check and be done with it. There's no reward. You're only going to notice things that now that like you didn't notice about your house. Like, hey, for some reason, this bathroom is on an angle. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It just is. And now all the tile is on like a 12 degree tilt that you can only tell if you're looking at it parallel to like the threshold of the door and the carpet. Mm-hmm. And then you look and you can see obviously the tile, like the
gets
lining.
A little narrower, yeah,
whatever. But for me, now I know it and I hate it. So years ago, and
you just put down carpet
everywhere.
Yeah. Walls, ceiling, floor, in the tub.
I was made fun of somewhat relentlessly on this very podcast.
No, it doesn't sound accurate.
About my inability to hang a towel bar. Do you remember that at all?
Oh, I do. I think it was.
It took me about 45 minutes. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't get it. I didn't think I could get it level until finally came the F it stage and it was hung and it was fine.
Right. Yeah. It took, from what I remember, it took quite a while.
It took way too long.
Because I remember there being something. We were going somewhere and we asked you guys if you wanted to go and you and you said, now it may have just been an excuse because you didn't want to do whatever we were doing. But I remember it seeming pretty sincere when you said, I can't. I'm like, you know, neck deep in hanging this towel bar.
Yeah. And I wonder if I can still search for that conversation because it took, again, entirely too long. And me, who was feeling somewhat on a high and because of the somewhat success of this bathroom remodel, like it took longer than we wanted, but overall it turned out, I loved it. Like it looked like all the things we chose for
it. You were riding high.
I thought looked great. And I found the conversation, some of it, long conversation about me asking you about the towel bar. A lot of F-bombs from me.
Really?
If you can believe it. I think my anchors are bracket or about a quarter or an eighth of an inch off. So pinching when the towel rod tries to go in, causing issues, which mean holes need to be filled and redone. Shoot me. Oh, it's done for the night. Effing done. And then we did meet up. We did come with you somewhere.
Okay.
I said, she's still in the bathroom doing makeup or whatever. She just got out. And you said, she's probably admiring that towel bar. And me, still being sullen, said, we're leaving now. I'm sure parking will be simple, fast, and efficient. So we were meeting downtown somewhere.
At this point, everything is getting to you.
Yeah, everything's bothering me. And I would argue, rightfully so. Oh, no. Okay, so I can find the first part of the conversation. Out of the blue, I said, I'm just going to burn the house down.
Over
and
a
you
towel
said,
bar.
Towel rack giving you issues, huh? I said, yes. And then that's when I went on to explain everything going on to you with this effing towel bar. So 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, this towel bar was in my nightmares. Okay, I wouldn't have. If you had said write a horror novel, I would have titled it Towel Bar.
Yeah.
Fast forward again 2.5 years to me Wednesday night, afterglow of a successful Zoom watch along of the poorly produced podcast awards on YouTube
with Tough Talking Todd.
Tough Talking Todd. Period. We haven't had enough time to talk about that today. Hopefully goes without saying. Thank you to everybody who tuned in for that, by the way. I had a tremendous amount of fun. And I think I can speak for you, Steve. We stayed on probably an hour longer than we initially wanted to.
Yeah.
When we talked about this thing, we had said the second we lose, the Zoom ends.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it would have been about 9:15. About a 25 minute Zoom. So we stayed on, a lot longer, talked to everybody.
Talked to everybody who was there that was on video. If you were audio only, sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
Had a great time. I loved every minute of it. So, neat for me to be able to put faces to a lot of the names that we see interact with us. Mm-hmm. And also be able to put heads of hair to people I now hate.
Shike.
Talking
to you, Shike.
A real difference in the Zoom, by the way, because there was about, at some point, there was probably 18 to 20 people on video with us. Mm-hmm. and then a handful on audio.
Yeah.
And so there were, I don't know if Zoom was just being discriminatory, but you had like the top row would be me, Carl Furrow, balding or bald, our friend Meter from We Need to Talk podcast.
Yes.
Bald.
Yeah, we rekindled that relationship.
Yeah.
It was in rough shape for a while, but we fixed it.
Igor, bald.
Yeah.
But there was no middle ground. Because then you'd go to the other half of the Zoom and there's John Sheff, military man,
uh-huh.
who belongs in a male model magazine yep. just for his jawline and
yeah,
hair.
He's got the short and tight military cut.
I got Jake Van Dyson acting like a real jerk with his full beard, taking off his hat to unveil his full swath of hair.
Yeah, yep.
And then we've got the music man, Dan Shike,
yep.
with a full head. It was a real rivalry.
Yeah.
There was no middle ground. There was no like, yeah, I have like short to medium hair. It was either you got a full head of hair or you're me.
Yeah.
Those were the options. But again, thank you to everybody who joined us for that. I had a ton of fun, and we are going to do one. Details to be released. Let's say we'll tell you all next week on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do one soon.
And we'll do a weekend one, so hopefully more people can join us.
Mm-hmm.
Have a few adult pops videos.
Soda pop or two.
It's alcohol, you bunch of idiots. Just say you're having a beer. Who cares?
Jesus, it's not like we're trying to hide the fact that we're doing crack.
Yeah, God almighty. Stop it. So fast forward.
We should do one out like out on the deck around the fire. That would be cool.
I'd be down for that. We could even have the wives there, just tell them to shut up.
Boy, that was aggressive. So why would we
what
have
did I
them?
Just become like
why would we have them there?
They might want to be around the fire. Who is that?
Guys only fire.
Well, I don't know why I felt like I just turned into Dice. Andrew Dice Clay right there. Yeah, you could have the women there. Just tell them to shut up.
Ooh.
What is it? Isn't that a part of that used to be a drop on your side gig, right? I don't care about women.
Oh,
I tell them to shut up.
I don't listen to women. I don't listen to women
that?
Yelling. That was a random guy from a news story.
Oh, okay.
About like he got caught like dumping trash in a cul-de-sac or something, and then they were like, well, what would you say to this woman who told you not to do it? I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
So in my mind that was Andrew Dice Clay for some reason.
Not far from it.
I feel like we can safely say similar words have come out of his mouth in his
very
life.
Much
But yeah, no, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fireside chat in the fall.
Yeah.
Maybe some...
We'll have to get some lighting, though.
Some hot apple cider.
Oh.
Mix some booze in it.
Yeah. You know my thoughts.
East Coast dirtbag. Don't respect the Midwestern lore of a good apple cider fresh squeezed from an orchard here in Michigan.
Look, I come from the Garden State.
Just eating sludge from the Hudson.
You know, Hudson sludge is very underrated.
But fast forward again, we will have details next week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post that so everybody can join us for a weekend Zoom for a few hours. We can have some drinks and chit chat with other people, not to be bothered by Todd. Period. So fast forward to post Zoom podcast award, Steve. And I still need to take a shower because, to the surprise of nobody, before the podcast, we had a few tech issues we had to iron out.
Right, yeah.
We had to upgrade the Zoom, so this podcast goes further into the red as we have to pay for the upgraded Zoom account. And then we had issues with screen sharing, whatever. It's minutia that nobody cares about. I had to shower afterwards, so it was late. Thank God with my new banker's hours, I don't need to be in bed by 9:30
right.
anymore. So I'm taking a shower. It's already late. I get out of the shower, I pull my towel off the towel bar, and I look, like, I can see out of the corner of my eye, up in the top corner, you know, the where the shower kind of meets the wall for the towels, is a spider.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm not a teenage girl who is going to go, you know, howling into another room saying, mm-hmm. ooh, spider, spider, spider. I grab a Kleenex, and I stand on the, because it's like 8 feet up. Stand on the side on the bathtub, reach up, realize my elbow slips, hit the towel bar, rip the two screws in the wall anchors.
The bane of your existence.
Out of the wall. Boom, 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 boom. 11 o'clock at night. Reed's sleeping. I got a towel bar on the ground. Mm-hmm. I've got plaster.
Yep.
I still got the spider in the corner because I can't reach him.
Sure.
So I frantically pick it up and think, I don't know why it was a time-sensitive issue. Maybe if I get it right away, I can push them back in. Right. But again, once you, for anybody who doesn't know, I don't know why you would if you haven't used it. When you screw into a wall anchor, into the drywall, the anchor splits.
Yeah, like
a butterfly.
Yeah, it expands in the back to keep it locked
in. To hook
it.
Those don't just push back in.
No. No, because if they fell out, that probably means the hole's a bit too big now.
Yeah, so me, on the wall bordering the bathroom and Reed's bedroom at 11 o'clock at night, I'm frantically trying to, like, wiggle these anchors in. I'm pushing the bar. It's falling again, clang-clanging all over our tile floor.
Mm-hmm.
Katie comes in. I could almost directly quote it. What the F are you doing? I said, I'm trying to fix the towel bar. It fell. Not totally accurate. It didn't just like...
Right.
It wasn't sitting there and decided these anchors are going to no longer hold after 2 years.
You didn't just walk by and see that it was on the floor.
Hey, do you know our towel bar fell out of the wall? Who would have guessed? So I have to accept defeat.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hodgepodgey put it back on the wall for the night just so it's not laying all off the ground. And then I honestly forgot about it until the next night. Katie mentioned something like... fell out or whatever, and I go, oh, you just reminded me of the towel bar. And it just, I just got sad.
Mm-hmm.
So we realize, hey, this is an opportunity. Because Katie's wanted a different towel bar anyway. She wants hooks, not a bar. Not my
perfect
cup of tea.
Perfect time to upgrade.
Great. We go on. I find one on Etsy.
Yeah, I prefer the bar.
I prefer the bar.
The towel keeps
it dries better.
The
Steve,
hook.
Steve,
the hook keeps it bunched together.
You're preaching to the choir. Okay. I mean, here's what it, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, tell me right now, if Annette wants hooks, what's going to be in that bathroom in 2 weeks?
Hooks.
Darren, it's going to be hooks. So we're getting hooks.
God, eats dogs. Hangs her towels on hooks.
So we buy one on Etsy, you know, one where you can customize it. So, hey, this type of white, there's some distressed on it,
mm-hmm.
the color of the hooks, you know, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
The whole thing.
Going to be a little bit to be here, which is fine. You know, does our bathroom now look like a college dorm? Absolutely. Got a towel hung over the shower, and a towel
no big deal.
Laying on the sink, whatever.
Looks great.
So we realize, okay, I go to the big box store. I buy some plaster because I'm going to fill the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to paint it because, you know, the bathroom's 2 years old. We got paint left over.
Sure. And it's going to match perfectly.
Looked in the basement, saw the can of paint, bathroom written right on it. Perfect. So we fill it, do it a couple times, sand it down. It's not perfect, but it'll do because we're going to put a towel bar close to that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be super visible. Whatever type of like little indents are still visible.
Mm-hmm.
Go downstairs, get the paint, bathroom right on the lid, mix that thing up. I actually mixed it up with the towel bar that had fallen out of the wall.
Perfect. I mean, necessity is the mother of invention.
Perfect. Worked
you needed,
great.
Yeah, you needed to stir it. You had perfect stir.
I got a brand new paintbrush, fresh bristles.
Mm-hmm.
We were told by my uncle, who's the painter, brush it first,
then
roller.
Oh, okay. I was going to say then dab.
Yeah, he said use a roller, just the grit, just to make it, give
that
type
it the
of
same.
Grit to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Go in there. This is yesterday, Steve. Brush the, you know, probably an 8x8 square over two, not even that big, over both holes.
Mm-hmm.
Say, all right. He told me specifically, just don't look at it for about an hour because you're going to look at it in the color. You're going to think, oh, there's no way. There's no way. He goes, it will match. It'll be fine. I said, okay. I'm in the basement finishing stuff up before we went away last night. Katie comes out there. She goes, so that's not the color. I'm like, what do you mean? It said bathroom on it. I think it was mislabeled. So, Steve, I now have two, you know, 8-inch squares in my bathroom.
Do you have a picture of this?
that are the color of my bedroom.
I need to see it immediately.
Because...
you can hardly tell.
I told Katie, I went in there last night after we got home, and go, I think it's starting to blend.
Yeah, usually over the course of like 2 or 3 days.
So thankfully, well, so anyway, the project list grows because not only do I have to fix now the towel bar mm-hmm. and replace it when it hopefully shows up here eventually, I now have to repaint that because there's no leftover bathroom paint.
None, huh?
Thank goodness my uncle who did this project, like, when gave me what I owe him for all the work, was like stuffed in an envelope every receipt mm-hmm. that he bought to kind of show his work. And I don't really care. He's my uncle. Like, you know, if you're saying something's $25, or sure, I'm sure $25. Yeah. So I was like, I wonder if I still have that wad of junk. Cause that's not like me. Like I'd be looking to get rid of that. Go grab the keys to the safe, open it up. Sure enough, envelope with crap flowing out of it.
Not only do you have it, but you have it in the safe.
Yeah, and I think that was just for receipts of purchases that we had kept initially because there was, you know, hey, if something happened with the mirror, whatever, or the toilet, we had the receipt if we needed to return it, mm-hmm. and I just haven't emptied that out of the safe.
Right.
So there it was from the local paint shop 2.5 years ago, the color we need. So Katie was there this morning. She texted me. Guy goes, boy, you sure hung on to this receipt a long time. Yes, we did. And thank God we did.
Did she just get like
a quart? The quart's smallest they can go. I was hoping that they'd do like a pint or what. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's literally all we need.
Just give me, mix it up. I'll dip my paintbrush in it and then just drive home with a wet paintbrush.
Yeah, just hold it in front of the air conditioner so it stays, you know, so it doesn't like harden.
So did it work?
I haven't been home to do it yet. So, I can't see why it wouldn't.
It won't.
You don't think so?
It'll be off just a tiny bit.
Why?
Just a skosh.
No, we're going to put a little primer on it to get like over the darker color.
It'll still be off. You know what you're talking about. It's going to be off by just a bit.
Steve,
you're going to be able to notice it. Steve, because look.
I'm a painter.
Paint. Of all the things you've said. That may be the biggest lie ever.
I cut a check for that. We were in discussions yesterday before I started digging through the safe. Like, hey, we got to paint the bathroom.
Well, I mean, really, if it doesn't match perfectly, mm-hmm. a quart would probably be enough to roll just that wall.
I don't want a bathroom accent wall, though.
It won't look different, though. It'll look different if it's on top of another color. But looking from one wall to the next, you won't be able to notice the difference.
Ugh. So I made another project for myself, and now there's bathroom wall paint, and now I still got to... I'm going to totally guess on this door threshold when I get home today. That's going
to
fail.
Plus, you still have the hooks to put up, right?
Whenever they show up. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a whole other...
Oh, God.
History has not been good with hanging things.
But this is going to be easier because what I had there was your traditional towel bar with two, you know, oval mm-hmm. pieces of like nickel.
That's called an escutcheon.
Whatever. God, who could care about that? Like, who could possibly ever care?
I'm not saying you'd care.
The two circle things that hook onto the wall.
An escutcheon.
Mm-hmm. But this is, it's a piece of wood. That's going to be a certain color. So I'll be able to like set a level on the wood and just screw into the wall.
Okay.
Now, granted, I'll have to find studs, all this stuff to figure out where to screw it in.
Yeah, that's where your problem will come in.
I got a stud finder. It's the easiest part of the job.
I don't know. I feel like you'll mess it up.
Maybe I'll throw some anchors in anyway. So, D.I. Kyle.
Dick Kyle.
Nobody says that. Back at it. Report back next week if I have a functioning ceiling fan and a door threshold that works.
Okay.
I still never was able to remedy or figure out what to do, Steve. Now, you helped me fix the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
Or replace the garage door, for God's sake, a year ago or a year and a half ago. That corner that the corner I'm talking about that never sealed flush with the pavement.
Yeah.
I still don't know what to do about it or if I can do anything about it There's all these little things around the house that make me just want to burn it down and take the insurance check.
Yeah, I'd recommend that.
Yeah. I'm sure it'd give me fair market value.
It's time for
Kenny Rogers.
Fact of the week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the week.
Know when to fold them.
Steve, it's that time of the week.
It's been a week. It's been a whole week.
Whole week with no reported Kenny Rogers sightings. We all know it's a lie.
Yeah, he's just he's taking some time off.
Good for him. You know, he deserves it. And you know why he deserves it, Steve?
Why?
In the 1970s and 1980s.
Oh, we're just getting right into this, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Kenny Rogers performed, on average, 250 shows per year.
Wow.
Over a two-decade run, Steve. That's
250. So
what's
he's
the
doing,
average amount of work?
So he's doing five shows a week.
Yeah. Is that what that? What's the average like work days in a year? Like if you take out the
52. Well, you figure 50 weeks, 5 days a week is 250 days.
261 in the calendar 2019 calendar year was the working day payroll.
Jeez.
261 work days in 2019. But that's you and me sleeping at home.
Yeah.
Waking up and going to those same workplace.
Kenny's got a sweet tour bus, though. You know he does.
But, imagine, though, 250 nights you're saying, okay, time to go to sleep in my bunk on the tour bus.
Oh, no, he doesn't have a bunk. He has, like, he has the master suite at the back.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it's still like living while you're rumbling down the highway in Idaho.
Well,
genuinely awful.
He's a man of the road. You know,
I would never love performing that much to do that.
No,
never. I don't care the success that I have. And I don't know the split of money between, you know, if he sells a million copies of an album and does 250 shows a year, what does
he
make
more
from? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's expensive to put on concerts.
Sure.
I mean, you have to, just off the bat, aren't they paying the venue?
I don't know how any of that works.
Are there being whatever? But then, you know, the road crew, the stage, the teardown, the travel, everything. Mm-hmm. Man, 260 or 250 shows a year for the better part of 20 years for Kenny Rogers.
That was the
Kenny Rogers
Fact of the Week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the Week.
Know when to fold them.
Uh-oh, you know what that means.
It means we don't have one this week. It means we have to...
Time to pay some bills, as they say.
We've got to do this giveaway, Steve, for the people who liked, retweeted, shared the post about the digital copy of the movie Most Wanted that mm-hmm. we can give away. So I have taken the onus upon myself to put all the names in a list. They're totally random.
Yeah.
If you liked on Facebook, if you liked on Instagram, if you retweeted and liked on Twitter, you're all in the running to win five copies. Or you won't win five. One of five copies.
We're giving away five copies
of the
here.
Film.
And how it'll work is if you are one of the winners, we will send you a message on the whatever platform it was that you liked, retweeted, shared, etc. And so you have them all loaded into just a randomizer website.
Yep.
And we're going to hit the button. It's going to pick five of them. And
first one, Mr. John Martin.
Way to go, John.
John Martin, you win a copy of Most Wanted. Second one, Kevin Kerr. You're
ooh,
up.
Ooh, Kevin Kerr. I like the alliteration.
Number three, Jeremy Koss. Our friend, the truck driver, I believe. Jeremy Koss. Mm-hmm. Number four, Jake Van Dysen or Dusen. I believe he told us. I don't remember. Too distracted by his hair.
It's just going to be staring.
Staring out a window.
Staring out the window. Put your TV in your front yard so you can watch it.
Again, these are all somewhat inside references. The post has been made. We didn't mention it this week, but we'll tell you about that after this. And the last one, Steve. Lance Storer. Storer. So be sure to check your messages. Whatever platform you liked or whatever on, we will send you a message there with your digital code for the movie Most Wanted.
Real sausage party there, huh? Five guys, one?
Yeah, boy, let me see.
Did any women enter?
Number six, not a female. Next one, a female. Number 8 would have been a female. Oh, so the first
consolation prize,
the third runner up to the 5th place. Miss Congeniality.
Third runner up to 5th place.
Boy, that's a good, that'd be a good like slogan for us with the podcast awards.
Right.
Third runner up to 5th place.
I really want to know.
Kyle podcast.
Do you think we can email Tough Talking Todd period and see where we ranked?
I mean, Todd's not a fan of me cuz I sent him a terse message from my personal email last week asking about nominee trophies, which everybody
about 1 minute after the awards ended.
Yeah. Well, he said they're going to be out on the 30th and it was the 1st. It's not my fault. Todd period wants to run a tight ship, run the tight ship.
Yeah.
By the way, anybody hoping or waiting for us to buy a nominee trophy, you'll be waiting until never because we are not. Let me tell you, absurd. Absurd prices.
So, talking about the podcast awards, we streamed for just over 2 hours last week. If you want to go, if you go to our social media, well, it's on Facebook and Twitter. There's links to it. You can watch the entire presentation. We posted it up on YouTube. Really just, I think it was just 15 minutes or so of the actual podcast awards.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it was just over an hour and a half of us just BSing with people, talking with people.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot
of fun. I don't know if it's tagged that way. I'm sure it is, Steve. It is explicit.
It is.
It's a little more loose and free flowing. So there's some cursing.
Oh yeah. Because if you download the podcast on a weekly basis, you will also have gotten that in your feed the other day.
Yeah, there's the audio feed of it. If you'd like to watch it, because it might make a little more sense as I make fun of people's appearances and other things, the video of it is on the YouTube channel, Steve and Kyle, or Steve, I don't know what our YouTube channel is.
Just the Steve and Kyle podcast, if you go on YouTube and search
it. It's there, you can find it. Please do, we had a lot of fun, I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, that was a blast. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle, like Kyle said earlier, we're going to, at some point, probably next week, we will announce when we're doing the next Zoom stream.
Yeah.
Maybe just a random Friday night or Saturday night coming up.
I think
in the
so.
Next month or so. And I think that's about it, right? We got anything else to get to?
Of course, we ran out of time for most of the stuff we wanted to get to.
Yeah, well, that is this podcast. All right, we'll talk to you next week.